I was really keen to ask you about Catalina Park.
I was in the car club in Orange. I was the president of the car club in Orange. And every second month there was about six or eight of us. We had a rallycross track on the outfield of Tawak Park Racetrack, horse track in Orange. And you know, we started racing there, and we had to have competition licenses, just like I had a full competition license that I could race on Mount Panorama to do rallycross. Right. Fred Gibson came up and he took us around the track and assessed us for our licenses.
Oh, Fred Gibson.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fred, and so we used to run the Catalina Park, and that was good. Catalina Park was an established racetrack. They used to have the Deegans and everything come up to it. A rallycross track has to have three to four variations of road surface.
Yeah.
So we start on the bitumen, go down through an S-bend around a dirt, through a water jump.
Yeah.
In the mud, then around the back of the circuit, we go over a hump and you go through the air for 100 metres and land and guide yourself up back onto the track proper.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'd pull out between 85 and 90 mile an hour down the straight, down into the dirt again.
Yeah, well,
that was televised.
Yes.
Firestone and Coca-Cola.
It was exciting for us because, like, we got to watch our uncle on TV. Yeah. And what made it, too, yeah, I guess, was Colin Bond,
yeah,
in the, yeah, Yellow Peril, yeah, they used to call it.
Bondy came and raced our last event in Orange.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
In that Tirana thing?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big thing for Orange, yeah, in some ways, isn't it? In Orange Motorsport, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was a Holden factory car too, I think.
From Bonds?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that, and not long after that, he did one of the Repco Round Australia trials.
Ah.
But he was also into the circuit racing at him too.
Yes.